Hey, it's Devin here. I'm doing this on my own free will because Kirk totally didn't kidnap my dog. Before we start the episode, I want to remind you of our Patreon. Subscribe for exclusive Rust Monster songs, deleted scenes, artwork, future bonus episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/dungeonpunks or podcastsofdoom.com and click on the beer money link. And now, Kirk, give me back my dog, please.
Previously on Dungeon Punks.
Do you know where I could find handcuffs for a donkey?
There's a demon inside me.
I am not that subtle.
No, with math.
Sometimes it rains.
It's adorable.
Welcome to Dungeon Punks. I'm Stu Pop, your Dungeon Master and everyone's podcast dad. And with me, as always, are the members of Rust Monster.
And Hugo the cat.
So we got distracted by a cat. So that's how today is going.
Today's going great.
Hey, a voice. What's your name?
Well, if you've already listened to the podcast, then you know that my name is Lee Eldridge, and I play Scotty Stormbringer, who is the bass player of Rust Monster and a half-dark elf.
And I'm Devin Meisner. I play Johnny Ego, lead singer of Rust Monster, and I'm a bird person. I was really tempted to be Hugo for a second.
Meow, I'm a cat!
Hi, I'm Hugo!
My name is Erin Passmore. I play Shoozy June. She's an ASMR guitar player satyr bard.
And finally, my name is Phil Seatblack, and I'm playing Cregan Stonehand, who's a deep gnome and the drummer of Rust Monster.
Fantastic. So we skip ahead a couple days, maybe a week or two since our last episode, where you guys had a delightful rest and relaxation period. Van, with Spit running alongside, pulls Rust Monster's cart along a rustic, well-maintained road towards the edge of an idyllic mountain town. Scotty, blindfolded for reasons only Johnny knows. Johnny, would you care to explain what reasons you managed to convince Scotty?
I am mildly concerned.
Oh, this is just a surprise. Don't worry, it's going to be great.
I don't like surprises, Johnny.
I kind of walks over to her. I'm in the cart, so yeah. I kind of lean over to her and I'm like, I didn't want to tell anybody, but they think it's your birthday, so they have a surprise party.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It's going to be great.
I'm going to fucking kill you, Johnny.
Hey, it's not me. They heard about it, and it's going to be great.
I'm going to kill you.
There is booze there.
Fine. There better be a lot.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Imminently.
Just act surprised, okay?
Fine.
Okay. So you travel a little bit farther, and then Johnny lets you know that you can take off the blindfold.
Okay. I do so slowly.
Okay, you
with
pull
much
it
trepidation.
Down, and looking forward out of the cart, you can see sort of like a gate into a community, like a sort of like an archway, from which hangs the name of the town, Dylan's Hollow.
Surprise.
Why did I'm going back. No, I'm did you book us a show here?
It seemed like a pretty good gig.
Why?
It's on the way.
Where are we even playing?
I don't know.
There is no venue here.
They said there would be.
It's,
yeah, if we were
it's
a
an
fucking coke
called
band.
The Twin Pines.
Yeah, something like the twin donkeys, the twin...
Pines.
Pines, yes.
Mm.
Which happens to be the inn that your dad has purchased.
Mm-hmm. Which I would know, given that my father writes me a whole lot of letters.
What's your dad's name?
Art.
Yeah.
Oh, there's this nice fellow named Art. He said that we could play there, and he was very excited.
Well,
he says
he's
a huge fan.
He would be. That's my dad, Johnny.
Oh, it's that place.
So the cart continues into town, past picturesque cottages and a large red sandstone keep, to an inn suspended in the boughs of two massive pine trees, the Twin Pines. Standing on the front porch, waving excitedly, are the owners of the inn, Art and Joni. Scotty's parents.
I'm waving back. And hello, we have fans here.
Yeah, I think I'm driving Van, so.
Hello? Hey. Why are they so excited to see us?
Oh, this may be her hometown.
Oh, shit.
It's not a big deal, though. Still a show. And we'll have so many people join because they all know
you. I don't want them to know.
It's just a show. It'll be fine. We'll move on. Family reunion. Yay.
But it's not so much. Okay. It's not so much my family. I get on with my family. Mom, dad, stepmom. They're great. They're really, 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 really nice. It's everybody else here that I really don't want to see, Johnny. I left for a reason.
Wait, you could put the blindfold back on.
Are they nicer than Tad?
Who's Tad?
Shut up, Cregan.
Oh, who's Tad? Is he coming too?
I don't know.
Excuse
Probably.
Me. One of you, Tad?
Oh, fucking Margo's gonna...
I just screamed out, who's Tad around?
Well, I mean, you don't see him right now. You just see Scotty's parents.
Oh, okay. Well,
and they're coming down like the steps up to the inn and to help you unload. And...
Mm-hmm. Have any of us ever met your parents or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
He's my pen pal.
You've been like intercepting my letters or something?
Why would I do that? That'd be silly.
Because I think we did.
I mean, at this point, probably Johnny and Art have their own like letter.
Oh, 100%. They have like this weird music bro friendship.
Yeah, so you guys get out of the cart. Art runs out and first like just wraps Scotty up into like a big hug.
Hi, Dad.
Yay.
And like holds you out in arms. He's like, oh, you've grown so much. And
I don't think so.
And he just pulls you in again for another big hug.
So cute.
He's like, I mean, like emotionally.
You've emotionally grown. Yeah.
He's a big ball of charisma. You can see he's got like a lute sort of slung across his back. He's probably also a bard. He comes over and like shakes your hand and says, nice to meet you. I've heard so much about you, Cregan.
Oh, you know my name.
Shoozy, a pleasure. He does like a little bow with a bit of a flourish.
I also bow. It's so good to meet Scotty's parents. It's amazing.
And he says, oh, Johnny, you're right on time, just like you said you'd be. And he gives you a big hug because you've been your buds.
I am just like glowering out.
And he says, how's the opera that you're writing coming along?
Oh, it's going great.
God damn it.
It's going to be amazing.
We're never going to leave this.
I'd love to
again.
Get your input later.
Absolutely, of course, I'd be happy to. Joni says hi to everyone and then sort of has to excuse herself. You can see she's wearing a sheriff's badge and has to, she's like, I've got to get back to business. She's like, but Art will get everything set up and Simon should be back soon to help as well. It's really good to see you again, Scotty. And she gives you a hug.
Yeah, I like kind of like half-heartedly hug her back because that's how I do.
Once Joni's off, then Art starts lugging your gear and stuff up into the inn.
All Yay. Right.
Well, that was quaint.
Yeah, this whole town is goddamn quaint.
It's going to be a great show.
Is this going to be a problem, though?
No. Liar.
Yeah, deception check.
14.
Anyone want to make an insight check or are you just going to...
Yeah, I'll insight because I asked. I actually think I care, but that's a 7, so...
I got a 1.
Johnny's too distracted talking to his new BFF.
Oh, we've always been BFFs.
We just didn't know it yet.
Yeah.
And who is this, like, Simon guy you said was... Who's...
Simon's my little brother.
Oh.
Half brother.
I almost was really inappropriate there by asking if you... Is he hot?
How
or...
old is he?
Too young for you.
Is it legal drinking age?
I don't
that's,
think so.
That's cool. That's cool. As long as I know he's off limits, that's, you know.
Let's go inside.
Oh, all right, yeah.
You guys head up the steps into this sort of, to this basically massive treehouse of an inn.
It's a treehouse?
Yeah, it's suspended in the branches of two pine trees.
Oh, your hometown's so cool.
That's pretty sweet.
Do people have a fallout?
No, it's warded.
Oh,
I mean, if you ask me, I don't know what idiots would want to live above the ground.
Classic Cregan.
On the ground is high enough for you?
Yes. About head height.
Yeah, you like stand on a stool and like, whoa, this is too high. Getting vertigo up here.
Dude, it's so high, dude.
Wow, this is really cool.
Yeah, you go inside. It's very like, very rustically decorated and... There's like a little stage on one corner.
Mm-hmm.
And Art's just being super helpful, like wants to help you guys like get set up.
Did they buy this in the last 2 years?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is not where I grew up.
Oh, but it's a town where you grew up.
It's a town where I grew up, but it's not like we didn't live in the inn when I was growing up.
Oh, okay. This is also their residence now as well.
No, but they live nearby.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's near your house. Like you remember these. This inn existed before.
Right, yeah.
Is there a wall dedicated to Scotty?
In our house, probably.
in the house, but there is like a placed above the bar is like a picture of.
Are we gonna
like,
go to your family
Scotty
home?
And her Ranger Scouts
it.
Outfit.
Oh, nice.
Have we ever seen something like this before?
You have definitely not seen the Ranger Scout Scotty outfit thing.
But you've worn pieces to be ironic.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you haven't seen like young, like this is like.
The picture probably looks really weird.
13-year-old
because
Scotty.
I'm smiling. Yeah.
Smiling, probably has like braids.
Yeah, holding a rabbit.
Yeah.
Guys.
Is it a picture or a painting?
I don't know if picture technology exists.
Yeah, it's probably like a magical thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like a little goblin in a box, quickly painting. Imp, I guess, an imp.
Shit, I did not know you had this in you, girl.
You should autograph it.
No.
You might have also noticed that no one has Scotty's accent.
Interesting.
Do dark elves have...
No.
No, they're like, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
They're like California.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a mystery then.
People listening are like, what the fuck?
Whatever.
It's a very CBGB accent, which is the capital.
Yeah. Because it's where we live.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
All right. Well, do you have rooms?
Yep.
Yay.
You each have individual rooms.
Oh my God.
Oh, see? Swank.
So the art asks Scotty if you want to sleep here with your friends or if you'd like to stay at the house.
No, I want to stay here, Dad.
He says, okay. And he's just smiling and happy, though. He's just happy you're home. He's like,
I'm gonna stay here with my friends.
Can I get you guys anything to eat?
Yeah. I mean, I'm snacky. Yeah.
I could eat.
Do you have mushrooms?
Of course. Yeah. He heads into the kitchen and starts preparing a meal for you guys and, you know, gets you some drinks and stuff.
Are they non-alcoholic drinks?
No, they're alcoholic. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. You're old enough to drink.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does my room have a window?
Are you going to ask that about every single
room?
Your
room actually has, all these rooms have little like decks.
Awesome. That
That's
land.
Cool.
That'd be great. Okay. And maybe do like one around and then go back.
Okay. Like fly it around town.
Yeah. I want to get a scope of the place. Where's
so
Tad
it's...
guy? Can I ask where Tad lives?
You can make an investigation check. It'll take some time. So you'll be gone for a bit.
Yeah. Investigations, intelligence. Mm. I got a 13.
Yeah, you find out that Tad is out hunting right now, but he'll be back later today.
Okay. Well, once I figure it out, I'll swoop back. It's probably been some time, though.
So, yeah, eventually, you know, in walks like a kid in a little Ranger Scouts outfit. He looks like a human version of Scotty, kind of lanky. Obviously without the, like, elven features, but you see a resemblance there for sure.
Aw, adorable.
And then he spots Scotty and he's like, Scotty, and like runs over to you.
Okay. I actually give him an enthusiastic hug because like, okay. I love my little brother.
Yeah.
And he like holds up his sash and he's like, I got four new badges. I got this one for tying knots. He's like, I got this one for making a tent. He's like, I got this one because I killed a rabbit. He's like, and I got this one for making the slingshot that I killed the rabbit with.
That's awesome, Sai.
Do you want another badge?
He's like,
what the hell?
Okay, Mr. Cregan, I think he knows you.
I'm going to hand over the dwarven brooch that I found off...
A dead dwarf?
Off
I killed a dwarf.
He's like, oh, well, then you should keep that badge because you got that badge for killing the dwarf. I wouldn't want to take it because I didn't kill a dwarf. And he looks at you for like approval that was like the right thing
to
say.
Yeah, I nod.
Okay.
Maybe one day I'll kill a dwarf and then I'll get a badge.
Yeah, you have to earn your badges yourself, Cregan.
Oh, is that how it works?
Uh-huh. Yep.
It's part of the Ranger Scouts code.
I got this one for climbing a tree.
All right. I'll actually pin the brooch then to my jacket. It's just been like, it's been in my pocket this whole time.
That was a little weird. It's like, yeah, you kid want a badge. It's like, hey, you kids want to see a dead body.
That's like the same.
I have seen three dead bodies.
That's what this badge means.
And I made a slingshot to get that badge. Oh my God.
Dark.
Ranger Scouts are scary.
Then he sort of runs off to talk to Art in the kitchen. And you can hear from the kitchen just being like, oh, I got this badge for climbing a tree.
This badge
Art
for
just like,
demon.
I know, son. That's good.
And you guys have a beer. Eventually Art brings out just like this very good smelling like sauteed mushrooms, bacon, and sort of fried bread, and just all kinds of good stuff. Grilled tomatoes.
Yay.
Cool.
Your dad is cool. Yeah, he's okay.
Am I back by then?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm still flying around looking for dad.
Mm-hmm. He does. Art's like, oh, where did Johnny go?
He needed to stretch his wings or something.
Like, oh, well, I roasted up some nuts and like pecans and stuff for him.
I was like, super nice. <That's>
like... He'll be back soon, I think.
He's like, okay, well, he's like, I'll just put it under the warmer until he has any like. Taps this sort of hanging crystal that's hanging over the bar, and it sort of starts glowing a little dull red, and he puts it under that.
Oh, what you should have is a salamander in a jar, because it's a salamander.
Salamanders are a little too big.
Yeah, that's fair. But that's just so thoughtful. Anyway, you can cut that part out, Kirk.
No.
Yeah, you guys have a delightful meal, and you feel like refreshed from your long travel, and have a couple beers. You can, Art will sit with you if you have any questions for him.
What was Scotty like growing up?
No.
I want to know everything.
Oh, he's like, oh, let me tell you any like castle spell, little like illusion of like little Scotty goes by through.
Yep.
And he starts, he spins a tale about Scotty growing up, how she was this like ray of sunshine, one of the best Ranger Scouts they'd had. She's really close with her grandma.
Slim.
Yeah, and he tells the tale of like the rabbit hunt where you got the rabbit, and he points to the photo up in the bar, and he's like, she was so proud that day.
I'm just learning so much about you. I had no idea.
And he says, you know, we've had a couple of travelers through here have mentioned your band. He's like, you must be getting pretty big.
Yeah, we're doing okay.
He kind of like checks you on the shoulders and says, I'm proud of you, kid.
Thanks, Dad. I'm just like so quiet right now.
Why did you run away?
I didn't run away. Shut up.
He's like, yeah, she didn't run away. She left. We all knew she was leaving.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, Dad left when he was younger and went off, and that's just what you do, right? I mean, I didn't bring back a baby, so.
Yes.
Like, well, you know, things happen sometimes, Scotty.
Yeah, well, some people are more careful.
Did you meet Scotty's mother in the Underdark?
Well, that is an interesting story that I don't have time for right now, but I'll tell you that tomorrow, let's say.
Mm. Okay.
It's a bit involved, and I have a feeling you're probably like staring at me.
Yeah.
I'm sure Scotty has had enough of her dad for today. So I'll just let you guys settle in here. I've got to go take care of some things back home and on the farm. So just make yourselves at home. I'm going to lock up until the show. He hands you his keys, Scotty. Mm-hmm. If you guys go out, please do lock up. If there's anything else at all that you need, you just let me know. Scotty knows how to find the house. So
yep.
We'll see you later.
Thank you.
And he again gives like a flourishing bow and heads out the door with Simon chasing after him. He's being like, and I got this, bitch.
Well, what do we do now?
I don't know. It's not a lot to do in this town. This is pretty much it.
Johnny stumbles back in.
Guys, I found Tad, I think.
Why?
He's on the hunt. Let's go find him.
No.
On the hunt, eh?
A big surprise. You can walk out from a tree and be like, Tad.
You don't do that when people are hunting, Johnny.
We'll put... Like,
especially if you have feathers.
You can borrow some of my clothes. They're quite bright.
No. I'm not. He'll probably come to the show anyway because there's nothing to do in this fucking town. It's why people leave.
I actually saw like a lot of activities going on.
Like,
there was like people are like just having like a party at the Maypole. There was like all kinds of hustle and bustle going on.
He always spoke of a very boring small town, but I saw a lot of great things out there. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, I guess compared to like smaller towns, but come on, who wouldn't want to live in the city?
Let's go absorb the culture.
Yeah.
The culture is boring and wholesome.
I just look at the other two. I'm just like,
I'm game.
The culture.
The culture.
I wouldn't mind stretching my legs a little bit.
Fine. I mean, I'm not going to stay here by myself.
All right. Well, then.
All right. Yeah. You guys head out, locking up and then going down the spiral stairs back to the ground floor level. Cregan, you get down and just sort of kiss the ground and you're like back on solid ground.
That's why you wanted to leave.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of there.
This is like the coolest town we've been to since because like I can fly out from my room. It's like the closest thing I've had to like what home is probably like.
Right.
Also, that your building is suspended in trees is very much like the acoustic forest where you grew up.
Yeah.
Because all of your houses back home would have been suspended in the branches of trees.
So we could fly around.
Yeah.
Yeah. They know what they're doing here.
I guess.
Yeah. So you guys can head out into town. There's like a little quaint farmer's market. It's selling things like honey and honey wine and all kinds of fresh vegetables, local like organic meats, pickles.
Ooh, pickles.
Any nice scarves?
Yeah, there's like a little lady who works with silk. She's magically enchanted like silkworms to like weave the clothes as they go.
That's awesome.
This town is basically just Pinterest AF.
Is there one? How much are they?
They're about 10 gold each.
How much money do we have left?
58.
I shouldn't be spending that.
Do you
also
you
have
care?
5 gold.
I give it back to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did you all give me?
I gave you the remainder.
I kept my 5.
Well, I guess I gave you 5 back.
Okay, well, let's just say that you kept the 5 because I didn't write it down.
All right, I'll keep the 5.
You can always try and bargain.
Yes, I will.
Everywhere you go, people are like saying hi to Scotty and like, welcome back, and they're all happy to see her.
Does this old lady know here?
Everybody in this town knows me.
Okay, I pause. I'm just like, oh, these are beautiful scarves. Scotty, you were right when you told me about them.
And the woman sort of beams at the like, she's like, oh, it's a simple enchantment. And
oh,
yes,
don't.
I definitely told you about Helen's scarves.
Don't cut yourself short. These are beautiful. Is there like a really nice, like flashy one?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm just like, oh, how much is that one?
Same price, 10 gold.
Oh, what's the chances that we could get a family discount? We've been on the road quite a bit recently. And
I mean, you can make a persuasion check. I don't know how Scotty feels about you bargaining down her townsfolk.
Fine.
22.
She's like, well, you know what? For a friend of Scotty, she's like, I could go down to 8 gold.
I probably think everything in this town is just ridiculously overpriced. Artisan made goods.
How about 5 gold?
She's like, how about 7?
How about if we keep it with 5, when we start traveling, we'll make sure your name gets around.
7 gold.
I'll give you 2 gold.
Yay! Bye. I'm broke. Okay, I get a really nice scarf.
You're broke. Again.
Yeah.
Is this the place with the honey wine?
Yeah, it's like a farmer's market, right. So there's all kinds of little stalls.
You can really taste things. Yep. Ooh,
you can sample some honey wine. It is delightful.
How much is it?
It's about 5 gold a bottle.
And what's the person selling it like? Like, I just kind of want to walk up, be like, can I try this?
Because it looks great. Of course, young lady. Of course you can. It's a sort of like friendly, like rosy-cheeked old man with like round glasses. And
this is delicious. How much did you say it was?
It's 5 gold a bottle. It's like, you really must try. He's like, reaches down, pulls out some blackberry mead, and he pours that. He's like, you really must try this. If you like the honey wine, you'll love this.
Have a little taste, little sip.
Even better than the other one.
Da-dang. And same price?
Same price, yep.
Man, you got some good stuff going on.
You guys are all just like, Scotty, why did you leave?
Yeah, this is like the greatest place ever.
I'm just kind of just standing there with my arms crossed, like, ugh.
Yeah, no, I'll buy some of that. Why not?
Okay, how many bottles do you want to buy?
Just one.
Blackberry or the honey?
I get the blackberry.
Okay.
Shopping.
Cregan, what are you up to around here?
I mean, I'm mainly just looking around. Unfortunately, not a lot of the things interest me too much, being from like the Underdark. Mm-hmm. Things like blackberry mead and all that don't really jive with me that well.
There is in here someone selling specifically mushrooms, like all varieties.
Do they have like pickled mushrooms?
Yep.
Can you pickle a mushroom? You can
pickle anything.
You
can pickle that.
It's mind a sort blown. Of like slightly wild-eyed little halfling who's selling it.
He's been sampling the more interesting wares, perhaps.
Yeah, do you want mushrooms or mushrooms?
He talks very fast. He's like, oh, hello, good sir. What can I interest you in? Just some mushrooms, perhaps some shiitake. I also have the oyster variety. And, you know, for a special rice, got some magical mushrooms.
They're actually magical.
Should have been a halfling.
What do these magical mushrooms do?
Well, this is a shifting mushroom, and it's like switching between different kinds of mushroom. And, you know, if you catch it on the right day, it's very flavorful.
So I have to wait until it changes to the appropriate mushroom before I can eat it.
Well, you know, timing is everything.
What about these shiitake mushrooms?
Well, they're delicious, and he just holds up handfuls.
Well, they look pretty good. If you have them pickled, I will take a couple.
Well, certainly. He pulls up a jar and he unscrews it. He's like, here, first a sample. And he just puts it right in your mouth.
Bloop.
And it is the best pickled mushroom you've ever had.
How much does a jar go for?
5 gold.
I will take 1 jar, please.
He screws it back closed and hands it to you and takes your gold.
And I give him 5 gold for that.
Please come again to Mort's Mushroom Majorium.
I might be back here tomorrow.
You turn around again. The jar is empty. I'd like to buy some mushroom.
I put on a fake beard on top of my beard.
No good, sir. You have never met me before.
Why do you never have to have met him before?
I don't know. It's a bad plan.
Like, he might give you a good deal if you come back.
Is Scotty doing anything?
Other than like fending off people trying to hug me?
Yeah.
Not a lot.
Okay.
I'm like keeping an eye out for people I don't want to see. Tad.
All right. Well, you do spot Tad.
Mm.
There's like the horn blow that sounds that the like hunters are coming back, and then he rides in with like a bunch of his hunting buddies. He looks as good as ever. He's very handsome Tad.
Goddamn
handsome.
He's
now got
Tad.
Like a nice big full like hunter's beard. He's riding on in and he's got 2 deer across the back of his horse.
Goddamn Tad.
Yeah. He's got like a real like Captain America vibe to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That jives with my mental picture.
He rides in and he's being like friendly with everyone and he goes over to like the butcher and delivers the deer and there's an exchange of like gold pieces and stuff. And
I just like turn the collar up on my coat and like turn around.
You can actually see the butcher like points in your direction and it's like you can see him mouth like, did you know Scotty is back in town?
At that point, that's when I do that. I'm like, ugh.
It's too late. Tad is already like walking towards you like waving. He's like, Scotty!
Can I be? I'm there. Aren't yeah. I'm just like, Tad, I've heard so much about you. Scotty's right here. Right here. There she is.
Tad walks over with his like big glowing smile and like just wraps Scotty up in a hug. Oh, it's so good to see you. Welcome back to town.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnny, was it? He's like, shakes
sure
your hand
is.
Like a really vigorous handshake.
When they're hugging, I kind of just like put my thumbs up and like look at Scotty like,
and are the two of you like,
yep,
walking
I'm like
in
right
this
there.
Direction
looks
there?
Could yeah. kill. You would have dropped dead.
It's like, and who are your friends, Scotty?
Oh, I'm Shoozy.
They and, have voices. They can introduce themselves.
My name is Cregan Stonehand.
Like, nice to meet you, Cregan. And he like claps your hand and like 2 big like,
ooh, you got a
hands
grip
and
there.
Just shakes
bloody
hands
deer
with a good
hands
grip.
Or what?
I'm
does like a polite bow to Shoozy.
I'm Shoozy June, and you're charmed, I'm sure.
Is he?
And I like.
He says it's a pleasure to meet you.
Probably
I,
a little bit.
I wink at Scotty, and I just sort of mouth like, he's hot.
Again, if looks could kill.
Sorry, not sorry.
He's like, well, he's like, I'd love to stick around and chat, but he's like, I got to get the these axe sharpened now after the hunt. You know, I can't let it go too long, but I'll see you around. I'm sure. Will you be at the Twin Pines tonight?
We're playing a show.
You should come.
He's like, you're playing a show? Oh, that's so cool. He's like, yeah. I'll get everyone to come. And he's like,
yay.
Goes off.
Bye, Tad.
Well, he's nice.
Yeah.
Johnny.
Yep.
If it weren't for the fact that we would disappoint my dad so much, I'd be getting van. We'd be out of this town.
Seems pretty nice to me.
You'll see
yeah.
how to drive van.
Yeah.
Cregan, go van, go.
Cregan would help me.
Like outside of DD, this is one of the nicest places I've been to in a while.
I mean, like you said, like Cregan would help me look over and he's just like chowing down on mushrooms.
From his new best friend. What was his name? Mort?
Mort, yeah.
I'm wearing my new scarf. It's glorious.
Yeah, I might be taking a sip of some sips out of my mead.
So we're all just enjoying our like artisan things.
Pleasant
yeah,
afternoon.
Well, none of you had to grow up here.
Is there like a dark side or something? This is quite nice.
No, actually. I mean, that's kind of the point. Do you see anyone else who looks like me?
Do I?
No.
Oh. Well,
I mean, you see some like elves, but not dark elves.
I can see how that'd be difficult. Sometimes people point me out as well.
Yeah, but you like that.
Yeah.
So what's the problem?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Never mind. We're not staying here for very long, so whatever. It's good to see my parents, I guess.
You might not like the fact that it's a two-night show.
Well, I think we're just, no more surprise shows, Johnny. No more surprises.
No more surprise shows today. Yeah. Then I walk off.
Sneaky.
So Johnny heads back towards the inn, leaving the three of you in the farmer's market.
Well, that's interesting because I have the keys.
Yeah, Johnny doesn't think ahead.
No one would break in anyway.
No.
It's too goddamn good.
How long before the show?
You probably got like 4 hours. You kind of came in the afternoon. Scotty, something has been bothering you since you've been here, beyond just the normalness of the town. Mm-hmm. Could you give me a perception check?
That is a 19.
Okay. You did see it when you came in, this large red sandstone keep in the center of town where the town square used to be. You don't remember this from previous visits.
Mm.
And it just kind of stands out as odd because there isn't really like a lord of the town or anything.
Yeah, no. Dylan's Hollow has always been an independent kind of, there's a mayor.
Mm-hmm. And it's sort of like you notice it when you first came in, but it didn't, for whatever reason, like it didn't tweak your interest. And it's only like now you sort of notice it.
Hmm. Okay.
And you even notice like as you, if you like turn away from it, it kind of starts to like slip out of, like, it's not that you forget about it. You just start like thinking like, that's just normal.
Hmm. Okay. Turn back around and look at it again then.
Yeah. It seems weird and out of place.
Yeah. Guys, that's not supposed to be there.
What?
When I point at it.
What do you mean?
That's weird.
It looks like a keep.
Yeah, but Dylan's Hollow doesn't have a keep.
So they built one?
Why? They don't need one. I mean, there's a mayor.
Home improvement.
And there's Joni. And that's pretty much it for governments.
Hmm. Did you want to check her out?
Yeah. Because every time I turn around, it's kind of like, okay, it's fine. But looking at it, it's getting a weird vibe.
I mimic what Scotty does. And if...
Yeah,
I'm curious if I have like a similar...
Not really, no. Uh-huh. I mean, it's just a keep.
I just don't think
that
should
be there.
Is there anything, is there anything notable about like the construction that might seem odd to me?
Nope.
Okay.
We should go check it out.
Yeah.
Why not? Nothing else to do.
Is the construction at all like look like it's made by, I don't know.
No, it looks like human construction.
Yeah, okay.
It like fits in if you haven't like lived here before.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure, yeah. Let's check it out. We got a couple hours anyways.
So, Dad didn't say anything about it in any of his letters.
You could go ask him about it if you wanted to.
Yeah.
You could say ask him anything.
Yep. I would like to. So, I guess we get to go see my family home.
Nice.
Okay. Scotty leads you sort of past the Twin Pines, sort of down a road, down a hill, to a idyllic little farming cottage. And you can see sort of a farm with a couple... like a herd of cows and sort of field as well of like various vegetables. And her dad just seems to be just coming in from the fields now. And he sees you coming and waves and just sort of waits for you to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Can I fly back? Cause the door was locked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You have to do a bit of a circle and then fly down.
Hey Dad. So what's up with that weird keep in the middle of town?
Let's go. You noticed that, huh?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's
when
strange.
Did that go up?
You know, this magician moved in and kind of went up overnight, and I haven't really seen much of him. It's weird, but I just don't think that much about it.
Yeah, it's hard to think about it when you're not looking at it.
Yeah, I don't know. He's like, I don't really think too much about it. You know.
What is this magician guy like? Did you see him? Did you meet him?
I never met him. No. I don't know. I didn't. He bought the land from the mayor, I think, so.
Weird that you could buy the town square. I didn't think those were usually, you know, for sale.
You know, now that you mention it, it does seem a little odd. But again, you know,
if you have enough money, you can usually buy anything.
Yeah, that's true. This magician guy got a name?
Not that I know of. He seems to keep to himself.
Keep to himself, eh?
I think we should meet this magician.
Yes, go knock on his door.
Hey, where's Grandma?
Oh, I think she is out in the far field.
I kind of want to ask her about it. She might know something.
Hold
on. If it was magical, then she might know something.
I mean, your horse is all ready to go. You could take her out.
Yeah, okay.
Does the horse have a name?
Yeah, its name is probably like Midnight or something, even though it's like a gray. It's a dapple gray.
Definitely a dapple gray. It's like it's a cute horse.
Yeah.
Didn't think horses could have eyelashes that big.
Horses have crazy eyelashes.
Yeah. They do.
Yeah.
Animated ones.
Art basically goes and brings out Midnight, this beautiful, cute, dappled gray horse.
It's like the most gentle horse ever.
Yeah. And he helps you get the saddle on, and He lends horses to everyone else and a pony to Cregan if he wants it.
Can I just fly?
I got spit.
Or I got spit, so it doesn't really matter.
I'm not a big horse person. Can I just fly next to him?
Because you're a bird person.
Yeah. I'm a bird person, not a horse person, Stu.
Am I good with horses?
What's your animal handling?
Probably nothing.
I mean, if they're my dad's horses, they're
on rails.
They're
for
like
the most.
Yeah, they're like horses for riding schools, yeah. Right? Just like they're
yeah, he gives
so
you like
awesome.
A really nice like chestnut horse to ride.
Aww, cute.
That one's I probably named all the horses. So my horse is Midnight, and that one's name is Skull.
Art kind of just rolls his eyes like a dad would, and. And just says, it's okay, Strawberry. Like the actual names of the horses. And you guys head out to the far field. So past where the cows are pasturing to sort of this more overgrown field. And you can see there's a bit of a stone circle. And in that stone circle, sitting completely nude is your like hippie grandma druid.
Just got really long hair. It's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah. It's all covered. Everything is covered just by this like long gray hair. And yeah, she seems to be doing something. You can actually see like she's mumbling something, and then sort of like a little air spirit forms in front of her. You approach and you can hear the air spirit going like,
"It's gonna rain tomorrow, and but it'll be sunny for most of today. Highs of 20 degrees, lows of about 15. There's a pollen watch because it's gonna be a bit windy tomorrow before the rain. So just beware of that if you have allergies." Like, that's everything. Okay, bye.
And he just kind of dissipates.
That was very helpful.
That's amazing. Mind blown.
And yeah, your grandma Barbara stands up and she sort of, yeah, pulls it back on her shawl and turns around and with a big smile says, "Scotty."
Hi, Grandma.
She kind of walks over a bit slow. She's getting old and just wraps you up into another big hug. More hugs.
Yep. It's a really huggy town. Everyone's just so nice. Yeah, I actually like, I do hug her for real.
And she like, yeah, she hugs that and then moves over and like grabs Johnny by the face and kind of looks at him. He's like, "You must be Johnny."
Yes. Hello.
Beautiful shoesy. And he gives you like a big hug.
Aww.
As well.
Barb.
And is that little Cregan? And she grabs your cheek and pinches it.
Little Cregan.
How old's Cregan?
85.
Yeah, they're probably like a similar age.
Well, he's technically small.
Yeah, it's true. It's just funny.
She says, "Still made of stone, I see," and gives you a little wink.
Always and forever.
And she says, "What can I do for you, dear?"
Well, we're in town, and what's up with that? Like, I asked Dad, but he didn't really know anything. What's up with that weird keep in the middle of the square?
Like, ah, yes. She's like, "I'd investigate it myself, but my bones are getting a little old. But I don't trust it."
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He just showed up overnight with that magician.
Yeah, do you know anything about him? Because Dad was just really unhelpful.
He stinks of metal.
Metal, you say?
All of us just spit.
Yeah.
So is the grandma.
Yeah.
So far, the interior of that keep has resisted my scrying. I think someone's going to have to go in.
Let's knock on some doors.
Crack my knuckles.
How many hours until the show?
Probably about 3 now.
Oh, well, we got about 3 hours. That should be good, right?
Totally.
Yeah. We can at least go knock on the door, see if anybody's home.
Take a quick peek.
I actually haven't seen that thing yet, so.
You've seen the keep.
I have? Yeah. Oh, I have? Okay.
You just didn't think much about it.
Hmm.
It's just a keep. Towns have keeps.
It's true.
Not this one.
Hmm.
Not supposed to.
Curiouser and curiouser.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we head back and take a peek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have a good day, dear. I was like, I'm going to go get a late lunch. And she turns into like a cat and just bounds off. Just an old, like, kind of matted fur cat and gray cat.
Grandma's so cool.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Yeah, she is probably the coolest,
I'd say.
All right, you guys head back in from the far field on your horses and drop them off, and Art stables them, and you go to check out this keep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's just the big wooden doors. It doesn't have a moat or anything, but doors. Yeah, no one seems to be on guard or anything.
If I wear my Joey's glasses, Mm-hmm. Do I see anything? Because I'm immune to charm and stuff. I'm not immune, but I have resistance.
Yeah, when you look through the glasses at it, like, you definitely see it. Like, it, you know, it doesn't, like, drop from it. You notice this keep, and you can tell, like, you can actually see it's, like, inscribed with various runes.
Mm. Have we seen those runes before? Like, at our previous places?
No, not these specific runes.
Oh. I'm just, like, pointing them out. It's like, yeah, there's some runes there, there. Yeah, they got some sort of spell here.
I don't see anything.
I'm wearing the glasses.
Can you read the runes?
No.
Hmm.
Oh, can I?
No.
I'm just like, I can describe them. It looks like they're letters.
Helpful.
Can you draw them?
I just start drawing like a demon gets summoned. Like,
another castle appears.
Actually, could I just like take a stick and actually just start drawing them in the ground?
Yeah, so Johnny starts drawing these runes in the ground. And they, as he draws more, it starts to be harder to like see the runes. And then the like, it almost seems like they melt into the dirt. And the dirt is just regular old dirt that you wouldn't normally pay attention to.
Holy crap, can I write this stuff down? My investigation
book?
But
then you're going to lose the paper.
Or will I with the glasses?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I'm writing this down.
I'm going to cast Detect Magic on...
It's magic. It's magic.
Yeah, the keep is magic, yes.
What about
I know.
The magician lives in a magical keep.
Specifically, it is like it's illusion magic.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I guess if you didn't...
So the runes don't have any other power other than illusion.
Yeah.
What is the illusion?
It's basically like making you just perceive it as like a natural part of the environment.
Is there a well around here somewhere?
Yeah.
And can I like make a bucket of mud and throw it on the keep and cover the runes?
Yeah, the runes are a little bit high up for that.
Like a bird person could do?
Yeah, okay, you could do that. You grab some mud, you fly up, you throw it on the runes, and they just kind of slick off. Like, the runes are still there.
Oh, okay. It doesn't need to be visible.
No.
Oh, okay.
Did I detect anything else? Like, maybe that the keep is warded or anything like that?
No, nothing from here. The detect magic, you notice, can't penetrate the walls of the keep.
Oh, okay.
Did anyone take dispel magic?
Yeah, I was just thinking that. You did?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably a pretty high-level spell, though.
It's level 3. Yeah.
No, I didn't mean dispel magic. I mean, whatever.
Oh, I don't know how dispel magic actually works. So.
Actually, would I know that with my detect magic? Just like how powerful these...
Yeah, it's beyond you.
It's beyond me? Okay.
Okay, I knock on the door.
There is
like
no
magic
answer.
Knock or normal knock?
Boom! It's
like... you wrap your knuckles on the door. There is no answer.
There's no form of entry, it looks like.
Oh, there's the doors.
Okay, that's it. But no one's answering?
Is it locked? Can we see if it's locked?
You push on the doors and they just sort of creak open slightly.
This is making me uncomfortable. Yeah.
I poke my head in.
Maybe weapons out. Yeah.
Okay, you poke your head in?
Yeah, I'm like, hello?
There's sort of a large empty hall and you just, if you go, hello? And you hear, hello? Hello? Hello?
Johnny's awesome.
Johnny's awesome. Johnny is awesome. Johnny is awesome.
It's a pretty smart keep.
Smart keep. Smart keep. Smart
is it illuminated inside?
Not this main hall. No, it's dark.
Hmm.
You can see like sconces where there are like oil torches, but they are not lit at the moment.
Can I light them?
Lit.
I want to light it with prestidigitation, the torches.
Okay. You can do that like one at a time, right?
Yep.
I can do...
But it's a cantrip, so I can be doot, 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 doot.
You start lighting torches. They start lighting. There was oil in them and stuff.
Cool.
And now it's illuminated.
Yay. Let's go in. I just walk in.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, I follow. Yeah, I'm cautious at the rear. I also have daylight if we need that. I mean, I know we're all dark vision except for Johnny, but... Mm-hmm. And now there's torches, so that's fine.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and I got my bat out, so just in case.
Okay. This main hall, there's a bunch of, like, tapestries hanging, figures that you, Cregan, probably recognize as, like, people that fought in the disco war on the side of metal, like generals and stuff.
Shit. Like glorifying them.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
I'm just kept on saying, hello.
Okay, there's nobody here, and if they're not.
Also, maybe keep it down.
Down.
I feel like they already know we're here.
Does everything
here,
echo?
Right now, yeah. You guys haven't moved that far in.
Okay, we'll keep going, I guess.
Okay.
Echo is getting irritating.
Irritating.
I actually, I'm loving it. So I'm just like, everyone's just making a whistle.
Just
and
really
hearing.
Good reverb.
Yeah.
Reverb.
You find at the end of this hall, there is a sort of a spiral staircase going up rather, which is probably the, like you would have seen as like the tower of the keep. Would you like to go up?
Assuming yes. That's only where we can go? There's no other like doors leading to other chambers or anything like that?
There was probably some side chambers. You can look, they're mostly like storage or like sleeping areas.
So I just assume that on our way to the staircase, I'm just peeking in through some of the doors.
Yeah. Does it look like people were like sleeping in there at one point?
Not particularly. Looks like it. You could. But
yeah. Is it dusty in here?
No.
Okay. So it's not like it's an abandoned field kind of thing?
No.
Just like new, nobody's moved in yet kind of? Yeah. Is there any evidence of any people here?
I mean, someone hung those tapestries and stuff.
I mean, other than that, like evidence of habitation.
Yeah, I mean, you probably see things that look like they've been used recently or that like the kitchen, you probably search there's like barrels of like various food and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's go up.
Let's do this.
All right. As you go up, can everyone give me a perception check?
We can try.
You all die to poison darts. No, I'm like
17.
I got 23.
9.
I'm advantage on insight, investigate. Perception. I can blow another for thingy with the glasses, right?
Okay.
Not much better. Jeez. I'm like terrible at perception for some reason. That would be a 12. 13.
Okay. So Cregan and Scotty. You can hear, you're probably in the lead anyways, so you hear it first. Kind of coming down the stairs, you can hear like some chanting, probably someone casting a spell.
Uh-oh.
It's a little faint. It's obviously coming from high up.
Right.
Shit.
Can we tell what language it is? Or
magic language.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not one you recognize. Okay. Obviously, yeah.
How wide is the stairwell?
Like any castle, it's probably like one person.
Yeah.
Shit. Wide. So I'm still going up because I didn't hear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we've probably stopped.
Yeah.
You bump into Cregan.
Oh, okay.
I hear voices. I whisper.
Mm-hmm. Are the voices in the room with you right now?
No, they're coming from down. They're coming from the stairs.
Oh.
Listen.
You put your ear to the stairs.
Hey.
Listen. Once they point it out, can I actually hear it?
Now you can like faintly hear it.
Do you have any illusion magic? Can you hide us?
Like a muffling
does
spell?
Does he?
Yeah, it's going to break as soon as they walk through us.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I can do
minor illusions. Well, I don't think the person's coming down the stairs. It's just the sound, right?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's getting closer.
Just as we're getting closer, we can hear it.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, do you have any?
Nothing that I want to burn this early.
Mm-mm. That's fine.
All right, then let's just stealth up.
We can try.
I can go first.
I will go last.
Okay.
Walking up.
Okay. Yeah. Make a stealth check, Cregan.
Natural 20.
Nice.
Yeah. Right.
Everyone else also makes stealth checks.
Natural one.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah.
I got a 13, though.
I got a 7.
I got a 14.
Mama needs some new dice.
All right. So Cregan is being very careful.
This is my element. It's stone.
Yeah, in stone, he's kind of like eyes closed, just like feeling his way up, along the stone.
Is that stone step moving?
But then a little head pokes itself out of Scotty's bag and goes, quack! It's the seagull.
No. Damn it. Oh, no. I forgot about that bird.
Quiet, Joni Seagull. Quiet.
How are you still alive?
Feeding him.
Is he a magic seagull?
Oh,
I just thought we forgot about him and like put a bunch of crap on top of him.
Just because he's not hot, Shoesy.
Reading me like a book.
The chanting doesn't seem to stop.
Push him back into the bag.
Uh-oh.
Chanting has stopped.
We've gone this far.
Yeah.
Keep going?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Are you breaking out of stealth or are you going to keep running?
I'm going to continue stealthing.
I think I'm stealthing.
I'm going to try my hardest.
I mean, you know you're not stealthing now because the seagull made a fairly loud quiet noise.
I mean, I'm not going to try and make noise, but I'm also...
I feel like...
Or are you going to try and... like?
I mean, also, it was a seagull.
Stealth or rush is basically what I'm
I feel like they heard the seagull. Like, we might as well just get up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they heard a seagull, not four intruders.
They found a seagull, got into his magical keep.
Maybe.
And walked up the stairs.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Let's just rush.
Yeah,
let's
walking up.
Sure.
All right. Scotty just goes like, fuck it. And starts running up the stairs, axe out.
Okay.
I mean, you can still stealth.
No, as soon as Scotty's like, fuck it, then I just start running too.
I'm just going up. I want to see what's going on.
Okay. You guys get up there. There is a door at the top of the gate. There's like a little landing and then a door. And you can hear the chanting now behind the door. But then the chanting like ends.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And
kick
you can
down,
hear
kick
like.
It down, kick it down.
Yeah. Can I kick it down?
I'm just going to cast knock.
Okay.
Even better.
Does knock work against magical locks?
It does. There's rules around it.
Or another that contains a mundane or magical means that prevents access. Yes.
Okay.
If you choose a target that is held shut with an arcane lock, that spell is suppressed for 10 minutes, during which time the target can be opened and shut normally.
Yeah, it'll close right after it's done.
Okay.
Also, it's a really loud noise.
Yeah, it's like, boom!
You raise your axe and, like, plank out a note on the neck of it and go, knock, knock, and swing the axe at the door,
which I thought of that.
Slams open. Just as you see on one end of this room, which is like filled
and
with scrolls
Johnny...
and books and things, you see a like square, a rectangle of glowing light and like the leg of someone just finishing stepping through it.
Oh, man, what the fuck?
The portal is still open.
And then Johnny runs into the room yelling, here's Johnny. Axe door, I had to.
So the room's empty? Except for that 1 foot?
And like it's filled with like scrolls and books and stuff.
Cool. Can I shoot an arrow through the portal?
Sure. You do that, it goes through.
Oh, does it hit anybody on the other side? Like, oh, shit.
You don't hear anything.
Oh. Can we run
into
the portal?
Can we see anything through the portal?
Can I make it to the portal?
No, it's like bright white light.
How big's the portal? Is it closing?
Door-sized?
It's door-sized, slightly larger than door-sized. You could probably all jam through it at the same time if you wanted to.
Let's do this. You said you didn't want to be here.
Well, we can take a look through the portal, maybe.
None of it's closing.
Can we? Is it closing?
It's, you can make a perception check.
I have no idea.
Me neither.
17?
8.
Yeah, Cregan, it looks like it's starting to get smaller, a little bit slowly, but it's starting to shrink.
All right, we either go through or we stay behind.
Fuck it, let's go through.
Let's go in.
All right.
All right, you guys all run through, and suddenly you are about 40 feet up in the air.
Oh, shit.
Above what looks like Dylan's Hollow, and you tumble down. You need acrobatics checks from everybody.
Can I fly?
See if you can like be ready to fly. You still need to make the acrobatics check to see if you fly.
12?
Do you have some cool
13
acrobatic stuff?
I just take half damage from falling.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I don't.
25?
So you manage to like, you're caught off guard at first, but then you manage to like spin around and get your wings out and take to the skies. The rest of you fall. I think none of you rolled that great. So.
I got a 12.
Can I grab him or is he too heavy?
13.
No, you're too heavy.
I'm
made of stone.
Yeah.
So you're going to take 14 points of falling damage as the three of you all crash down onto someone and you sort of get up, pulling yourself up, and the person like spins over, this young man with like a red beard and red hair, and you recognize him, Scotty, from photos of your dad when he was younger.
What?
It's Arsh.
Holy shit.
And here's a song from a band we like. That was Japandroids with their song Near to the Wild Heart of Life. And earlier in this episode, you heard Gentrification by the band Alien Boys. For more on those bands and on this podcast, or if you have some music you'd like to submit, check us out at podcastsofdoom.com. Or you can find us on Facebook under Podcasts of Doom. Follow us on Twitter at DungeonPunksPod or Instagram at DungeonPunks. Subscribe to Dungeon Punks on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you want to take a few seconds to write us a review, that'd be nice. Dungeon Punks was produced and edited by Kirk Hamilton for the Podcasts of Doom Network.